Welcome to University College's podcast, I Do Declare, the podcast that offers unique academic and experiential insights from the people who put the major in exploration. Welcome to University College's podcast, I Do Declare. Today we have Natalyn Peralta. She's a business administration major with a concentration in management here at Montclair State University. Natalyn, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me on here.
So let's get down to it. We know our students are interested in what majors are all about here at Montclair State. So how did you get to the point where you decided on business administration?
So for me, throughout high school and honestly, when I got here at Montclair State, I always been like leadership positions and I've always liked going to outreach stuff and the government at high school and then coming to college and wanting to participate in the SGA. And I'm part of a club here called Circle K.
Tell us about that. Yeah.
It's a big volunteering organization on campus and they do a lot of outreach programs, which is really cool and really nice to do. And also it feels really like rewarding giving back to the community. Business admin is really nice because even though it's a concentration major I'm in, business admin is really general. So I take a lot of finance, accounting classes, which really aren't fun. I take those. I also take marketing classes. So I get like kind of like a renaissance type of learning skill over there.
Sure. And I realize you chose a concentration in management. We know there's lots of different choices in business administration. How did you get to the point where you narrowed that down?
I'm kind of like bossy. I kind of like being in admin type positions, similar to like where you can help bring a group of people together and kind of lead the way and trying to like problem solve and problem shoot. Because when you are in management type positions or even in positions where you have to consult, you have to be able to think outside the box and look in because you can't really solve everything that easily. It kind of can get difficult and you need to be open to ideas.
Got it. Sounds good. So with the business administration program, what are some of the things you love about the program? What are some of the things that you, it's a little bit challenging. I'm not in love with this part of the program.
I do not like taking the finance and accounting classes. So I feel like in management, I won't really need them. But again, like they want us to have like a more wide range of like learning and they want us to have a full grasp concept of what our concentration is before we fully go into it in case we do want to change it, which is nice. I don't like the classes, but I do understand where they're coming from, so I'm not mad about it. I do love my major classes. Like, I have an amazing professor this semester.
Let's hear about it.
I take a management class with her, which is, like, towards my major, and she's so, like, insightful.
And what's her name?
Her name's Pat Sigmund. She had her own business for, like, 20, 30 years, and, like, she came to Montclair to, like, be a professor, and I literally love her. She's so sweet. She's, like, helped me, like with professional advice. She's always told me, like, if this would be a good idea, if this isn't a good idea. She's just really informative. And that's really nice to have is like some type of like mentee or mentor at the school. And some of the professors are so sweet. They really want us to like thrive and do well.
It's a wonderful relationship. And I love the idea that the professor's coming into the game with real world experience. So your class is unlikely to be just simply textbook sort of, hey, learn this and just, regurgitate it back. Are there any things in the class that sort of reverberate with you?
Honestly, there's like, I didn't know, like in management at least, and even in like finance, how much stuff go into it. I think in my finance class, I'm learning like 45 equations that I have to like know and like use towards problems that you might actually need one day if you were towards that type of stuff or geared toward like business analytics. Like I didn't know that type of stuff. And then like in my management class, I'm learning there's like 10,000 different ways to do management. There's different like levels and there's different types and there are different like methods into like how to approach people and how to lead a successful team. I just thought it was like one way is the right way and one way is the wrong way, but there's not. There's a lot more that goes into it. And it kind of also is like, you have to be receptive to people when you're in those type of positions, I learned. Because if you want to progress in life, you have to kind of like take a step back and like sometimes take the criticism too.
And all the management styles you're learning about, some will work better with others. Some, sort of resonate with us right off the bat. It sounds like you're getting a well-rounded exposure for sure. Now with that, you've rubbed elbows with students in the business administration program. What are some successful characteristics of School of Business students?
I feel like a lot of us are very like into like wanting to persevere. A lot of people I've met in the business school already have businesses or want to start a business. I have a friend right now that I met in one of my classes and she owns a hair company.
Okay.
She immigrated from Colombia and she came here to school and she's like building a business about straightening girls' hair and she's taking the marketing concentration here. And like learning, seeing what she's doing with like the business school and she's using what she's learning every day from our classes, the integrated that I'm taking right now, the finance and management type classes. She's learning how to use them in everyday life. And it's nice to see somebody using their real world experience of what they learned in the classroom. And I feel like other personalities you kind of see, some people, yes, they can be cocky. That's kind of a business thing. Yeah. Like the stereotype? But not all of them are like that. Like, I'm not like that. And like other people just honestly want to help, or some people just don't want to, and that's okay. Overall, it's like a good environment over there, except the people who, like I said, are cocky sometimes and know what they're doing. But not everyone's like that, which is nice.
You started off with saying, Natalyn, perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I mean, the rigors of a business administration program, I would think that you need to have guts. You need to have grit. Absolutely.
You need to like be able to put in the time. Like I said, like my concentration is management, but I'm taking finance. I've taken accounting, and accounting sucked for me. I was like, every morning
I woke up. How did you really feel about it?
I really, honestly, I like cried one time. I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to do this. You kind of got to get through it. And that's another thing too, because I realize in life, you're not going to like everything that's given to you, right, or that you have to take, but I learned to like persevere through it because it's going to get better.
Big time.
It's not going to get any worse than it could be, you know? Mm-hmm. In the end, I don't like accounting. That's one class I want to take again. Thank
cool.
the life I'm over it.
It's in your rearview mirror.
Hope. Never again. And it was like non-accounting major class too. So I was like, oh my God, why is this so hard for me?
So looking outside of your degree, there's so many resources. If students, you know, read the emails that come through, I mean, if they thoroughly read what's going on, who in the know and what's those sort of things, what resources have you taken advantage of on campus? You know, what has been so helpful to you, Natalyn?
As I think we know, I was a UC student. So I did reach out to you a couple times for career services.
Yeah.
I had you help me with my resume. And then when I got kicked out of UC, I'm just kidding, I grew out of the program because I declared a major.
Of course.
So when I declared my major, I was at the business school. I bent back to career services and I was looking at the co-op opportunities we have on campus. And I reached out to them more. And I started reaching out to my advisor to make sure I was like on the correct path and making sure I'm taking the right classes. And honestly, I wanted to add a minor to my major. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to my advisor about that, which minor would be the best fitted for me. And honestly, yeah, so my advisors, career services, and honestly, the tutoring center on campus. So I went out to CAS for that accounting class, and they were really helpful as well. I mean, like, we have amazing resources on campus. You kind of just have to find them.
Yeah, and you have to, you know, if we look back at the perseverance grit thing, you have to get out there and take advantage of what's available.
There's so much here.
Right.
Because we're such a big school as well, so we have so many more available resources here, like the Writing Center and Bone. I've been to as well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So here, too, you mentioned taking advantage of resources, but you also mentioned co-op.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about what's a co-op.
So at least at the business school, I don't know for other schools, you're allowed to take like an internship or like a part-time job in a sense. You can get up to 6 credits, which is like half a semester of courses, and you can put it towards your major, and which helps you get real-life world experiences while also taking like a class or two. So nothing too overwhelming, but it's really nice to know that because not a lot of people know about that. But it is out there if you look for it.
It's the biggest win-win you can get involved in on campus. We always talk about adding to our resumes. How do we get experience while we're in school? You get experience while you're in school by doing a co-op. You get course credit. You get experiential understanding. It's like trying on a coat, you know?
It is like trying on a coat.
Like, does it fit? Does it not?
Handshake we have on campus. That's another form of a platform a lot of people use. I used Handshake to find a lot of my opportunities that I go through now.
And Handshake is MSU's career management system for all students and alumni checking out full-time, part-time internship opportunities. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your involvement on campus.
I'm a peer mentor for University College. I love my job there. I love the environment. I love the people. I have no complaints about that whatsoever. I would recommend everyone to go to UC. What I was going to say is that I also, like I said, I'm part of Circle K International. I'm also part of the Feliciano's Women in Business Club here.
Okay.
We have a lot of like speakers come in and like educate us on the real working world, different like departments too. We've had admins come from like the health services world. We have marketing people coming in, just speaking to us about overall that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to preface, the business school does seminars. They do like seminars like every week on people coming to speak about jobs. Like I think BMW is coming tomorrow. They're going to speak about like their like whole company.
And why not take advantage?
Exactly.
Right?
Maybe they'll give me a free car. I'm just kidding.
I'll show up for that one.
Also, I'm part of a sorority on campus. I'm in Theta Phi Alpha, so I do stuff with them, of course. And
you're busy.
I try to be.
I think you're succeeding in being busy.
I like to take my strolls around campus and just join as much as I could. I'm also in LASSO on campus.
Okay. Latin American Student.
Yeah, the Latin American Student Organization. They're so cool. But yeah, I'm a part of that as well.
Awesome. So looking ahead, sort of switching gears here, I realize you're a sophomore, but considering the future, what sort of jobs, careers you might be looking at, thoughts? thoughts on that subject?
Careers that I'm looking at. Interesting. I really want to just try HR. I hear so many complaints and reviews about it. I would love to just hop on an HR department and like see what that's like. I think that's really fun. But honestly, I have no preference. I just want to experience the real life force. Yeah. I feel like there's so many different things. I don't know. I really like the health sciences department. Like I would love to work for like hospital admin, like and being in that part, like the backbone of the hospital, trying to get paperwork through and helping patients discharge. I've had a personal experience with that. Mm-hmm. And I love to see how they do it. And I would love to make that process a lot better. The health system right now is a mess. So I would love to take part and like help that be better.
A lot of options.
Yeah, a lot of options.
Absolutely. So looking, let's say, fast forward to graduation, mm-hmm. what sort of professional challenges, personal challenges do you see once you're out of school?
Honestly, at this point, it's probably going to be like being out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
Because when you graduate, you think you know what you want. And honestly, being in this environment is very different than the real world. And like we said earlier, you might not like where you are, but you might like where you land eventually. Learning how to be okay with like what's coming.
I like that. Learn how to be okay with what's coming forward. Sure. Let's look at our final question. It's my favorite question. Knowing what you know now, what advice would you give yourself, say sophomore or maybe even freshman year?
Yeah. Honestly, take a breath.
Okay.
It's not that serious. You have so much time until you have to pick. It's 2 years, honestly, until you have to pick what major you want to be. Take the time. Go out. Try new things. Mm-hmm. You do not have to come into college having a major. It's not that serious. I know everyone tells you to, but at 18 years old, 17 years old, you don't know what you want. I started as a comp sci major. I'm not comp sci at all anymore.
I see.
Yeah, see, exactly. So it's not that serious. And it's at the end of the day, nothing really matters until like you believe yourself and just like you're going to be fine. Don't stress. There's so many options on campus to see people. I've met people who switched their majors completely.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be fine.
Absolutely. And given what you've done, you know, looking at different concentrations in management, getting involved on campus, taking advantage of campus resources, and then the School of Business, their programs themselves, the more we take advantage of, the easier the answers.
Exactly. Honestly, because of being involved in the campus stuff, it led me towards my major. Mm. Honestly, working at UC helped me pick my major into more because I like what you guys do. And it's amazing how much you can see when you're not really looking.
Madeline, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.